When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to episode 38 of the Rex Chapman Show with my super dope homeboy from the L Town, Josh Hopkins.
Hey, what's up, Rex Everett Chapman?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. I see you're back in Brooklyn.
I'm back in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Yep. Nice day here. Warm day. This day before April 1st. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
A lot of jokes tomorrow.
Can't wait. I've been writing a bunch down.
Same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call my mom and say I'm in the hospital. Good ones. People really like.
Yeah, I'm going to tweet out that I've relapsed and I'll be away for a while.
Mm-hmm. And that cow's leaving.
Yeah. The cow's leaving.
You should actually do that. That'd be funny.
Oh God.
We got to talk about my industry.
Well, first is one real quick. 38th episode. Any 38s?
Number 38. The only one I can think of at all. That's a tough number.
It's a tough number.
I can think of one. Three. I can go Rex, and then I can go Kobe. That's how I'd remember it if it was like a license play to be like Rex Kobe 6.
Right.
But 38. But I do George Rogers.
George running Rogers back
from the SEC
won the Heisman.
Won the Heisman, and then I George think he Rogers. Played New Orleans.
He was George shortly, Rogers. He was shortly before us, right? Like he's a little older 80. Than we are. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 80.
No. he won the Heisman in 80.
Got it. There's the difference.
That is so he's, different. No, he's, at 80 years old, he took a grad year and he was a super grad year. Yeah. Yeah.
And the only guy still in the 80 club.
Yeah.
only have 138 and I had to think about it. Our alma mater, Bobby Watson, and you may not even know Bobby Watson. I know Bobby Watson because he was from Owensboro. Bobby passed away a few years ago, but he was Mr. Basketball.
Hold on. Are you sure he passed away?
Maybe.
Just don't make this mistake, okay? Got a track record.
I think he passed away. I think it is.
And he played for Kentucky.
He played for Kentucky. I think he was Mr. Basketball, but he was from my hometown and he coached against my dad for years. My dad being in Apollo, Bobby being at Owensboro High School. And we knew him growing up, me and my sister, as Sourpuss Watson, because that's what my mom called him. Oh, Sourpuss. Did you see Wayne? Oh, Sourpuss Watson down there just giving the referee hell. Sourpuss Watson.
I love that.
And he was the best guy ever. Best guy ever. Yeah. 38.
But we got to talk about my industry first. It's the talk of the world. I mean, after the most boring Oscars in the history the last few years with COVID and no hosts and whatever, they went back to hosts and they went back. Everybody's there. And then the slap around the world.
I still can't believe it. I mean,
nobody can. Everyone's still processing this. It's amazing. I mean, Will Smith is just our guy. He's just always been so positive and fun and a beautiful like person. And then, whoa, turns out he is a human being.
If you'd have told me, 30 years ago that, Chris Rock, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock out somewhere, I'd have been like, yeah, they're young. They're They're 57 and 53 right now. Mm-hmm. And I saw Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter.
I would have been like the guy that's just breaking into the business, like the right. Fresh Prince guy. Yeah, and the guy that's like, can I have a McNugget? That guy? Who cares if they slapped each other?
That's I know. What I'd say. And so, but I saw where Daniel Radcliffe just said, I've been reading about all the comments and everybody the last few days, and I'm also already so incredibly bored with it. I don't want to add to the mix.
Daniel Radcliffe,
which is
a fan. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
and it is. We've got all these think pieces and points of view, and it's just brutal. It's just brutal. I like both of those guys. I like both of those guys. What an awful thing for everyone. You could never write anything like that. I thought it was a bit. For
everyone was so uncomfortable there. Like everyone was like, what, are we laughing? Yeah. Yeah. Until he
started yelling.
My wife's
name. It's terrible for Chris. It's terrible for Will. It's terrible it's just brutal. It's brutal for, so many people watching. I just hate it. I hate it.
Yeah. I would say just a couple of things is one, I don't know. We don't know them. We don't know exactly the history, whatever.
Right.
But one man was assaulted and one man did the assaulting. So whatever you say, you can say, don't spin it any other way than that. Now, there's nuances we don't know and whatnot. Yeah. But one man was assaulted on around the world. I mean, you couldn't have more people watching that if he slapped him at the 50-yard line of the Super Bowl. That's around the world forever.
It's out there forever.
I mean, it's...
This is brutal.
Better or worse, it'll be iconic. But the other thing is that I had a friend like, I'm done with Will Smith. That is just the worst. He did a terrible thing. I'm not done with Will Smith. He did an awful thing, but that can't erase how he's been for 40 years, as you said, 30 years. He's been a pillar and a good guy and always positive and done good things. And then I hear a lot of people saying like, I can't believe, then they cheered for him and whatnot. And I understand that too. And I have, but if I were there, we can't even process it now.
No, they couldn't.
You imagine being in the auditorium and being like, what just happened? So when he goes up to receive an award, people are laughing at the slap, like, you can't process it. So I don't really blame the crowd. That's just, we can't still process it.
I know. I keep thinking, 50, 60 years from now, teenagers and people are going to be watching that thing and going, is that how they slapped people back then? They just walked right up in a full thing like that.
Because then they'll be like, slap. People touched.
Did they just do it with pure technique and another person was I've never seen anyone just, it was almost like it was choreographed.
It was the whole thing. Chris Rock with the
right, and then they changed camera angles to get everybody,
Jada laughed. Do you see her? I think she didn't know what was going on. She laughed and then she realized with all of us that was no joke.
Oh, God. All right. Okay. So let's move on. By the way, have you read anything this week?
No. You?
No, I. Nope.
That's been book club. Okay. What else you got to talk about here today?
Well, I do want to talk for just a second about our Kentucky Wildcats. Still not over it. We haven't really decompressed over it. Not really. Haven't commiserated. People don't understand. It's a few weeks of mourning when our Wildcats lose. And I say that to make us feel even worse. Mm-hmm. That there is a lot of times you and I will go, just lost my train of thought.
Dark yep. about the team or negative, yeah, we'll or go, positive, or
we'll go. Sorry. Thank you. No, we talk a lot of shit about our Wildcats when we're rolling, and sometimes even when we're not rolling. But I have referred to the Final Four for the last 15 years as the Kentucky Invitational, you know. And so it especially hurts knowing that there's a blue blood Final Four right now. Mm. Blue blood, Kansas, Kentucky. No, Kansas, North Carolina, Villanova, and Duke.
Mm-hmm.
And we ain't there.
Mm-hmm.
How does that make you feel?
It's brutal. It's brutal. It's every brutal. Time you turn on the TV, every time you know, the Sports Center, every time you look at your phone, it's look, if we lost in overtime in the Final Eight, this would burn, hurt so bad. But there we have suddenly, I've never seen, maybe besides, you know, a program get in trouble, we were so high.
Mm.
And then almost as a program, we were so low. We lose in the first round after what people are calling the worst loss in maybe history, after the worst year in history. But going into the tournament, we felt good about the program, about everything. We lose. We're all down. Shaedon Sharpe is not coming back. And he's the number one recruit and will be the coolest player, would have been the coolest player in the country next year. He was the linchpin for our great class. Now he's not coming. Now Sky Clark decommitted and is moving on. So now we only have two players in the class. I saw today that we were ranked 22 in the nation. All of a sudden, everything is turning. DJ Wagner, who's the one or two or three player in the 2023 class, which has been considered a lock for Kentucky forever because Cal coached his father, Dwan, mm-hmm. at Memphis and encouraged him to go pro, and he didn't want to. And then, like, he got the money and then got hurt. So he's always indebted to Cal.
You're talking about Milt Wagner's son.
Yes. Milt Wagner. Yes. Yes, who played at Louisville.
This is Milt Wagner's grandson we're talking
about. Mm-hmm. And now Kenny Payne, who was played with Milt, is
both
now
from Camden. Both from Camden.
He's now the head coach at Louisville. And so DJ's not a lock for Kentucky now. So much has just happened in 3 weeks that – I've never seen a flip so quickly and positive to negative to now we all know the rule. When things are great, they're not as great as they seem.
Right.
They're still. And when they're this low, it's not that bad. It's yeah. not as bad, but have you ever seen like a flip in just feel for a program without sanctions or something in a matter of 2 weeks?
No, I haven't, but
our fan base is down.
Our fan base is down, but hey, look what Louisville did. They went out. We haven't seen it because they hadn't ever had the guts to go out and hire a former player.
Mm-hmm.
Black and player happens to be one of the most popular black players in the last 40 years and is an amazing coach. We haven't seen it. It should scare us. And it should do? It should re-energize us. It really should. The rivalry is back. It, no matter how you slice it, especially when Kenny starts getting players that we want,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that come on now, you can't, we know Kentucky basketball. We know how that is. And mm-hmm. we all still really love Kenny. I love Kenny like brother, yeah, but our fan base, you know, the second he starts getting players, that love and like starts chipping away. So that just makes the rivalry that much better.
You know who I used to love 4 years ago? Penny Hardaway.
Yeah.
Little Penny. Yeah. Speaking of Chris Rock, Little Penny. But I loved it. You know, he was, and then now I don't love Penny.
What? Why do you not love Penny?
Because he's taking players from us.
Oh, see.
Yes, okay, that's what I'm saying. Now he's chipping away, takes the players. And we'd had a lot of – Jalen Duren was definitely ours. What's the kid at Golden State, the big kid that played there for a second?
Looney?
No. I'll think of
Wiseman.
Wiseman. Yeah. He was a lock for Kentucky for 3 years, number one player in the class. Now he,
that's right.
That stuff didn't work out there, but we'd have made it work out in Kentucky. You know, we'd have gotten a fax. Yeah. Right. But, you know, that's huge to our program. I mean, can you imagine Jalen Duren on this year's team? You put, you know, one guy in that interchangeable.
That reminds me, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, my bracket was terrible. I think I only had one Final Eight team, and that Final Eight team was Carolina. But I'm disappointed in myself. And I told you this when I saw the game. I went to see Duke and UK first game of the season in the Garden here in New York. And one team was clearly better than the other. Like it was, and we were fully healthy. They had freshmen. We had freshmen. It wasn't even a contest. Oscar did his thing, but we were outmanned. And, you know, I know Duke had its issues throughout the course of the season. I get it. When it came time for me to fill my bracket out, it's like I just completely forgot about it. I completely discounted what I saw with my own two eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maddening. And now Duke's in the Final Four. And, you know, it's weird, and I know you won't, but I am rooting for them. I'm rooting for Mike Krzyzewski to win it all and go out on top. I don't really – I like all the other programs, really, except for Kansas. I can't stand Kansas for whatever reason.
I like to get to the bottom of that, but go ahead.
Yeah. So I don't really care who wins. I would love to see Hubert Davis win it. First year at Carolina with Roy, you know, in the stands, all of that. Jay Wright, what a tough deal they've been. You know, they lost Justin Moore with an Achilles. How brutal Achilles injury.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Kansas, who I like Bill Self fine. I like their players fine. I just don't like the idea of the Jayhawks. The idea of them as a
I respect
thing.
That.
The Rex Chapman Show is sponsored by Ticket Smarter. Ticket Smarter helps customers from all walks of life experience the power and excitement of live events by giving back through children's charities and creating helpful partnerships. $1 from every transaction will help our charitable partners, including St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, the V Foundation, Quarterbacking Children's Health Foundation, and Coach to Cure MD. Ticket Smarter is the official ticket resale partner of PBR, NJCAA, and over 35 collegiate conferences with 250-plus universities, including the Pac-12. While I'm here in Brooklyn, I could catch a Nets game or any of the concerts coming to the Barclays Center. Buying with Ticket Smarter is quick, easy, and 100% guaranteed tickets. Find tickets to more than 125,000 concerts, sports, and theater events. Order now.
But by your same logic of you should have known Duke was going to be there, by your same logic,
you should have known they were better than us.
Oh, well, okay. But by your same logic, two of those teams in the Final Four, we beat by a combined 60 points.
I know.
One on a neutral floor and one at Fog Allen, at Ken, the worst loss they've had since we dealt them the loss in 84 or something. I mean, just by over 60 points, two of them are in the Final Four. So, you know, there's a hole in your logic there in that you can't tell from one game.
There's a hole in my logic there in a lot of ways. But their sheer size, you know, we're a pretty big team. They dwarfed us. And Carolina and Duke are two of the biggest teams in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the thing that I didn't inside. You know, look, Boncaro is a grown man. he's a grown man and he's playing exactly how you want. He's playing, you know, he's starting to figure it out, like much mm-hmm. like, you know, guys we saw progress from Anthony Davis to Julius Randle by the end of the season to all the guys, Carl Towns. He's playing that. He's starting to realize he's better than the older guys. Right. And yeah,
I think that's just got to be interesting aggressive. Too, because I was talking, you know, during the season to your buddies endlessly about a team of 17-year-olds and you're obsessing, but talking to them and being like, you know, this year's team is way different because all those Cal teams, it was great because he was scrambling to teach them anything and get them going and get all that talent because they were young pros, get all of them to gel. And he did a magnificent job. By March, that was a time when they started to play. We were like, you know, an 8 seed, made the final four, made the final game, had it working. This year's team didn't have had one for sure pro on it. I mean, and I was like, this is they are what they are in January.
Yeah.
They don't gel anymore. And it turned out that was when we were our best.
Yep.
Into January, February. Exactly right. And then we got no better. Then we stopped shooting.
And we were hurt. We were hurt in and
injuries,
out.
Injuries. You know, couldn't get it back. But they've got all these pros and they're coming together, right? At the right time, figuring it out, as you say. And this team, everybody was what they were in January. You know, so it was different than usual Kentucky teams.
Yeah. This Carolina Duke matchup is going to be crazy, though, because Carolina spanked them. They spanked them.
Can you believe
the last time
that this is the first time they've met in the tournament ever?
I know. How crazy.
I can't.
How crazy. I know. Imagine if it was Roy there, too. Roy and Kay, both in their final year.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, anyway, but it's a pretty good storyline as it is.
Absolutely. And Hubert Davis, you know, we've met tons of people, been fortunate to have friends everywhere, you know, in our lifetime. Hubert Davis is, you know, if I told you he's a good man, Josh, he's a fine man. He's one of the good ones.
He's different than us.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm, he's just a good person, a pure soul, a good person, and a guy you wouldn't hesitate. That's what I go back to. Like Carolina, I visited there coming out of high school, and they and it stemmed from Dean Smith and Bill Guthridge. They're two. Bill was an assistant for a long time. He's a head coach for a while, but they really took care of their players. The players felt safe and comfortable with those guys and their families. And, you know, Roy brought that back, you know, he really did. And now Hubert, who played for Dean and Roy and those guys, you know, that Carolina program, I think, is in really good hands. So I'm happy for Hubert Davis. I wouldn't be displeased if he were to win it all in his first year.
Sounds like the kind of guy we should have on the pod. The I feel like shit after we talk to him pod. Rex and Josh are pieces of shit and not smart. We don't have
it
together.
That's exactly right.
Sounds like we should get him. Right. Make ourselves feel terrible.
He's tailor made for us.
Mm-hmm.
Who you got this weekend, Josh?
I have to stick with my. I got Kentucky. I think somehow we're going to eke this thing out. I know the odds are against us, but I think we could do it.
Yeah,
I think we could still do it. I mean,
Oscar's
going to be the player of the year. I think we'll sneak into this thing.
You know what? I think you're right. I mean, it sounds a little weird, but I think we can do it.
I know. You know what else sounds weird?
You know what else sucks? The Final Four is in New Orleans.
Our anniversary.
That is right.
Uh-huh. Our 10-year anniversary.
10-year anniversary.
10-year anniversary of Jesus. Meeting each other in person. We went to that game. Yeah. Saw us beat Kansas. Oh, different times, different days. And we had the first two draft picks that year.
Yeah. And we had Darius Miller. We had Terrence
Kentucky guy that just had
Deron Jones,
who could have gone and came. Deron Lamb, one of the best shooters in the Cal era. Marquise.
God. Marquise. Oh, yeah. Got a brother who plays in the league.
They went to Wake Forest. Yes. You know, I don't know what happened to him. I feel bad because his brother's in the league, but he was he was a good point guard. We had a squad, man.
Thanks for bringing up New Orleans.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. Who do you got?
Okay. So it's so hard to tell. They're so evenly matched, and the team that's going to be overlooked now is Villanova because they lost one of their big three players. Mm-hmm. However, Colin Gillespie, terrific college player, doesn't wow you with anything. This is his fifth year in college, if not sixth, I think fifth. Back-to-back Big East player of the year. Blew his knee out last year. He's back and he's good. They got Jermaine Samuels, who's a really good college player. Only two guys on the team who were part of the last Final Four Villanova or championship team. So they've got championship pedigree. Jay Wright is terrific. They're going to be overlooked. Like if you were betting, they're kind of like the sneak team to win it all. Because they'll be discounted, I think. I can't stand Kansas. I can't stand the thought of them going even to the championship game, which means Kansas is probably going to win it all, right?
I would say just because of you.
Yep.
Karma.
I did it. Yeah, I did it. Mm-hmm. And I said it. But I was lying. So now they won't win it.
But you just double back?
Yeah, I did.
So they will.
I did.
So now they won't, though, because
they're going to win it. See what I did there?
But then you said, see what I did there. Now, shoot.
It's tricky.
It is to rock a run to rock a run. That's right on time. It's tricky.
Okay.
Okay.
So, and then Duke Carolina. Who do you have Duke Carolina and why?
God, that's hard. Carolina's rolling. I got the basketball gods will be with Duke. They got the pros when it comes down to it. It's not just going to be momentum coming to the year. It's going to be, I know, I'm sure you got Carolina because you're smarter than me, but I think the pros talent will overcome. And Coach K being there, I'd love to see him go out to Carolina in the Final Four for my own personal groceries and Schadenfreude. But, I think Duke is better, and they owe them an ass whipping.
Yeah. Okay. Make great points. Carolina, the big kid Armando Bacot is a load, and he Mark Williams for Duke, who he'll be matched up with, both freshmen. Bacot's a sophomore. Mm-hmm. Bacot kind of has his way at times with I think it's Mark Williams, for Duke. Yeah. So that is a bit of a wash for me. Banchero is different. Also, they've got the other dude on the wing. Griffin. Yeah, he's good. Can really shoot it. Caleb Love, really good. Probably a first rounder. Got good size for Carolina. He's coming into his own some.
Mm-hmm.
They've got RJ Davis, who can really shoot it, and the point guard's kind of offset with Roach and Davis. I think Carolina has enough to scare Duke. I'm going with Carolina.
Okay. Who's got the better guards?
That's tough. I mean, if we're just talking about the one and the two spot, that's tough, mate. I mean, because Caleb Love is really a two, and he's better than Griffin is kind of a three to me. He's not really a handler.
He's a big body. Yeah,
but he's strong.
Yeah, yes.
And the guards are really kind of, they've both been up and down this year, and yes, they're both small.
So that's a wash.
I think it's going to be a good, Boncaro's the separator, but right. Here's the thing though. He's playing against Brady Manek, who is he's a fifth or sixth year guy, has already played at Oklahoma. Manek's the dude that elbowed the kid.
I know. The Baylor white kid. Yeah.
He doesn't move his feet well. Not a great, defender out where Boncaro likes to operate on the wing, but he can really play offense. He's a good passer. He's a really good shooter, 3-point shooter. They're going to have to defend him out there. It's a great matchup. I'm going to take Carolina. That being said, not going to be mad if Duke wins because I'm pulling for Coach K.
Right. I think Manek is the X factor there. I mean, if he's hitting, they're just spreads it, and they're a different team. And if he shoots poorly, I don't think Carolina really has a shot. But, they figured him out last game of the season. So
sting. It's a great point. That's got a sting. And here's the thing that we were talking about last week. I think we talked about it off air, Seth Davis and Candace Parker. We were like, do you remember the game they lost to Carolina at home? You remember it was Coach K's final game.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. They got,
okay. The you watched it. Yeah, they did. And all those people, all the, sold out place, former players were there, all of that. They got embarrassed. He went in to the locker room and chewed their asses out. You know he did. Because then they all had to come back out on the court and have a ceremony. Mm-hmm. So then the players all came out after that, tails between their legs, right? And then he gets up on the microphone and basically has to admonish the team again and then sort of admonishes the fans and being like, shut up. Shut up. No, it was unacceptable.
I know.
Right. So they got and then they had to sit there for an hour in their gear out on the floor. They lost that game to a team 8 miles away, whatever it is.
Not just lost.
And they lost their icon coach, the winningest coach of all time, his last game at home
with 80. Different players that he coached there, 87 or something in the stands watching.
And that's fresh. That's a month ago. That's a month ago. So no matter what we feel, I can only imagine what they feel and the adrenaline, the want to get back for him and all that. It can work both ways. These are young players. Yeah, man.
Could work against you too.
I think it's going to be amazing. I really do. And, that's what we want with college basketball. It just sucks Kentucky's not there.
Yeah, you're right. Quickly, the other game, the less sexy game.
Yeah.
Villanova, Kansas, who do you got?
Kansas. So a little nugget. Do you ever remember Perry Ellis? What do you know about Perry Ellis? Like, what's he known for?
That's the water, right? No, I'm just kidding. No, what's he known for? I don't know what he's known
Perry for. Ellis, who played at Kansas. He's basically the poster boy for the player who played in college the longest. I think he was only there 4 years, but he everyone associates him. He kind of had a receding hairline at 20 or 18.
Right.
But they have Kansas has a sixth year player on their team named Mitch Lightfoot. He's a good player. He's a big white kid who about 6'7", 6'8", rebounds, tough and all that. He actually has played the most games now for Kansas, 165 games in his career. 6 years worth.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I played 58 games at Kentucky, something like that.
That's amazing.
165 games. I think he's 24. Imagine LeBron playing at 24 in college.
Yeah.
Imagine, I don't know, but Jamal Crawford or whoever else it is playing at age 24 against 18 and 19 year old.
Yeah.
It's just a weird year. And this is the oldest college basketball's been in a long time.
Yeah. Super seniors. And
And so that's, I think, the advantage that both Villanova and Kansas have. Both of those programs are, you know, they're veteran teams. Kansas is just boring. And the other thing that I'll say about Kansas and the reason that I don't love them is Ochai Agbaji for them. He's first team All-American. Really like him. He's fine. He's a good player. Mm-hmm. And I think he'll be a first round pick. He can shoot. Mm-hmm. He's got all kinds of tools. He can jump, all that, but he is sometimey. Oh, yeah. He didn't show up at all against us. He had a first round game that I think he didn't shoot for most of the first half. They had a big game this year at home. I'm drawing a blank against who. It could have been Baylor. His mom and dad were in the stands. It could have been senior night. I don't know. And he went like 0-10. And then he made one to put it into overtime and they kind of escaped. But he's some timing. And that makes me wonder about them a little bit. That being said, it's a great story. He was really under recruited. And that's what it was. Frank Martin? Frank Martin told me. He said, I loved him. He said, and he's like he's from nearby, not in Lawrence, but he's, I think he's from Kansas somewhere. Mm-hmm. And Frank Martin said, one of his assistants came to him and said, hey, I like this kid, Agbaji. I really like him. I think he'd be great. He said, offer him. Fine. Go ahead. And they offered him. And 2 days later, of course, I'm sure word got to Kansas that, they someone had offered the local kid. They offered him and he was going to Kansas. So it's a great story. I just think he's a bit of a question.
Well, so who do you got?
So in the game, I'm going with Kansas.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, if they had Justin Moore, it gives me pause because if they had Justin Moore, I would for sure be picking Villanova. Right. I just think I don't want Kansas in the final game. That's why I did it.
So you got Villanova.
Because I want them to lose.
And Carolina.
I've got Villanova and Carolina. No, I got Kansas and Carolina in the final.
You got Kansas.
Yeah.
And Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You don't.
Pick Kansas so that I can lose that. I want to lose that.
But you just said
no. That. I double. It. I double tripled.
Double triple makes a negative. Shoot. Well.
All right. Then.
So we've broken down the team, so you don't have to do that. You got Kansas. You got Duke. No, you got Carolina and Kansas. Who do you got as national title winner?
Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Two teams in the finals that we beat by combined 60 something points or something.
That's why I did it, really. So we win either way. We can forever say, oh, we beat shit out of both of them.
So you got Carolina. Wow.
Yep.
We usually don't disagree kind of stuff. Sometimes I got Kentucky. They're due. The guard play was bad, and now it starts to hit like midseason form. I think the Cats can do it, but we'll see. We'll see.
I do. I'm kind of with you, and I think the Lady Cats can do it.
Yeah. Valerie Still is, you know, yeah. She could her and Ryan Howard, or they could really, that's a hell of a combo. Hey, let me ask you a couple questions about the Final Four.
Yeah.
If you could take, I think I know the answer, but they're drafting from the Final Four. Do you take Paolo first?
Ooh.
Not for the pros.
For just the Final Four?
Yeah.
Let's see here. All right. The draft for the Final Four would for sure be Banchero. Okay, so Banchero probably from there would
be top three.
Who's the top three? That's what you want.
That's your first is Banchero you take. Who do you take next?
Probably I might take Bacot. I don't know. No, I would take Griffin.
Okay, so Bacot would be third. That's your 1-2-3 draft.
Maybe, but could be Caleb Love after Griffin.
He's playing.
So that's who I have. Those three.
All right. If you could take, because you got some really good.
And then I like, I really like Jermaine Samuels at Villanova. He's really good, and he's a veteran. Right. He gives no.
If you could take one coach of the four, just to prepare for the weekend. To break down teams and get ready to go, to prepare for the Final Four, which of these unbelievable coaches do you take?
Coach K.
Got to. He's been there so many times.
Yeah,
right?
And that's a tough call. They're all Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Hubert, not yet, but he will.
Okay. What about which coach do you take if he's drawing an inbound play to get a final shot?
Bill Self. Yes.
Really? X and O's. You love what he would be able to do there. Okay. Yes.
And every team, listen, every team they play knows Kansas is going to attempt a couple of lobs out of timeouts every game, mostly for Agbaji. Mm-hmm. And they still get them. And they still get them.
Inbounds plays.
He's really good at that.
As an inbounder, I always appreciate inbound plays.
You know, the other part of that, though, is it's
do they have a good inbounder?
They've got a great inbounder. So, but he's not in your league.
Okay. Great is a lot.
Yeah. But, okay, yeah.
Which coach would you send your son to play for first? I know there's a lot, send Zeke to play. Which first coach?
That's so hard.
That is so hard.
I might go Hubert.
Really?
Just because I know Hubert a little better. You know, he's a contemporary. I like what Hubert has been selling for the last 30 years.
Okay. That's your guy that make us feel like shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Which fan base do you think will travel to New Orleans the most?
It's gonna be Kansas. I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Villanova's too far, not really classically big enough. Yeah. Carolina
will be Duke, well represented.
Duke is like it's kids that go there and Northeast kids, they're not gonna travel like that. Although they do have a national fan base,
they do.
America's team, but I wouldn't say that. I'd say
No. We're forgetting too. This is Duke is really going to travel. This is Coach K's final thing. Duke's really going to travel.
Oh yeah, Coach K didn't really pack that in. Yeah,
yeah.
That could be Kansas.
Those ticket prices, man. I mean, for his last game.
Yeah.
And they'll be jacked up like Chris Rock's were this weekend. Did you see that? Did you see that? Tickets were going. He has like. Shows in Boston the last 3-4 days. Somebody said that some of the seats were going for like $8,000.
Yeah, and it was like $64 or $164 before. Yeah, I saw that.
Crazy.
I already addressed it, but I heard that the first thing he said was like, "So how was your weekend? How was your weekend? How was your weekend?" He said he was still just processing it.
Yeah.
So, like, how can you blame people in the auditorium for not being able to process it?
Yeah.
He still is working on it. Yeah. It's great that he got back out there. Go on. What were you saying?
No, I don't have much else. What about you? Anything else you want to talk about basketball wise?
Did want to ask about the country singer Eric Church. Did you hear about the story?
Yes.
He canceled a big concert. I don't know how many thousands canceled it because he's got to watch the Carolina Duke game. He's a Carolina guy, I believe.
Yeah.
And canceled it. I mean, that's tough. You got it from our seat. You got to respect. You got to respect it because I feel him. I feel that. But from country,
and he's taking some backlash, right?
Oh, sure. I mean, the people coming from out of town, they've got hotels booked, they've traveled, they've taken off work, they've made a deal of they're meeting their friends from another state. They love him, and then he cancels for a game. I respect it, but that's tough.
Man's got to have a code. He loves Carolina basketball.
What would you cancel for to get to a game? What would be like the biggest, or what would you not? I don't know. What's the biggest? What would you not cancel to go to a game? I should say. I can't. I mean,
a night at home.
My daughter was getting married. I'd be like,
when is it?
I think everyone has got COVID. New strain. Naismith strain. It's the Naismith strain.
Yeah, I'm not the one to ask about that. I don't know. I don't think there is anything. Is there?
Yeah. I don't know. I did a bucket list thing this weekend, though. I'm a little odd cat, but you know how I ask people, we ask them like front row center, anybody dead or alive? Uh-huh. I mean, I saw Michael, I saw Prince, and I've never seen the group that was kind of the soundtrack of my life because they're the same age as me. And it was a boy band and they matured as I matured. And then New Edition. I saw New Edition in concert. Finally,
way to go.
Bobby Brown was at the same place for dinner.
It's his prerogative. It's his prerogative.
Yeah, well, every little step he takes, it's, you know, his prerogative.
Right.
Talk to him before we out. And nothing want to talk about me. Tell me
why.
But it was awesome that Jodeci opened, and then Uncle Charlie Wilson, the Gap Band. Oh,
come on.
You can't beat that.
Did he drop a bomb on you?
He sure did. Well, early in the morning, he did it.
Oh!
Yeah. So that bucket list is out of my way.
That's great. Congratulations.
Got anything? Any news? Tell us about your CNN show. Anything? When you premiere on that?
Monday. This next Monday. Episode 1 comes out.
Okay.
So that's April the 4th.
So you can watch that before or after the game.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm excited about it.
Who's your first guest?
First guest is Jason Sudeikis.
I've heard of him.
I went over to London recently, sat down with Jason, drank a couple of Rex Chapmans, and which is Coors on Ice, Coors Light on ice, to be precise. It. Yeah. And it launches next Monday. I'm fired up. You know, I don't like watching anything that I do, much like yourself. They showed me this stuff and I forgot I was in it. I was in it a couple of times.
That's and all so, you can say. You're a very self-conscious person. The fact that you can say that that's amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Sudeikis, again, we've touched on, huge Kansas fan. And we met him. This is our anniversary with him.
That's right.
10-year anniversary. And it shows
how weird is that?
Wow.
I just realized that.
That is amazing.
I got to dig that picture up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Put it on your Twitter.
Yeah. So but the other part to that is that, you know, I've done several since You know, we call them in the business in the can. And every time I'm enjoying it more and more because I'm learning kind of how to prepare more. And I still get super nervous, like, you know, but I'm starting to sort of embrace that a bit as part of the process. But it's weird. There are times before, like night before, or even the day of the interviews, that I feel a little like I used to feel before playing a ball game.
What's going to ask that? No,
it's a weird feeling. It's uncomfortable at times, but at least I can articulate it this time around.
sure. But I mean, you grew up playing basketball your whole life. You knew you were elite. I mean, this is new to you. Hats off to you, man. That's really amazing.
Thanks, buddy.
It's the whole thing that you have a show that you're doing so well that I can't wait. I got CNN Plus.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, that's ready crazy. To go. Now, if you get it now, you get half off for life.
You're saving money.
You are saving. You're printing money.
If you join.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, buddy. Well, go Kentucky. Go Cats. I think we can do this in the Final Four.
Fingers crossed, man.
Yeah. We will regroup next week here on the Rex Chapman Show with super cool Josh Hopkins for episode 39. We'll see you next week, powered by basketballnews.com.